Some people are doomed from birth because their environment is so toxic. Charlie LaDuff. Hello, everyone. The reason I chose this quote is because it is true in the instances in which I speak. Not just in gang violence, the community of black people go through this every single day. And that's what my focus is, talking about violence in the black community, but also advocating for my community. I'm not here to put my community down. I'm advocating. And that comes with taking accountability for all aspects. So back to why I chose that quote. I chose that quote because black people are always going to be doomed over something that we cannot change. It doesn't matter how light we are, how dark we are. When we come from a black woman, we will always be doomed. And everything leads up to our reactions to what people put us through. Everything leads up to that and to what we have endured as a community. Everything leads up to that. It doesn't matter if it's a high dropout rate in high school. It doesn't matter if it's a high number of teen pregnancy. It doesn't matter if it's an impoverished community getting much higher. It doesn't matter if it's gang violence. What matters for all of those problems is tracing back to the beginning of this country that created the idea of race and further perpetuated division within all of us. Yes, gang violence is my main topic, but it's just another detail of division throughout this nation and within communities. And I believe the number one way that we can reform on gang violence and just reform as an entirety is by, one, acknowledging why certain things happen, acknowledging the choices, and becoming open-minded overall. Way too often, we are doing selfish things and we don't worry about other people's lives. We always worry about what are we going through? What could benefit us? What is going to help me as an individual? And what I have to say about that is gang violence is not one thing that can be done by an individual or that can be fixed by an individual. It is a group thing, which is why we have to pursue it in a group manner. It takes selflessness to reform this. We have to dive in the reasons why gang members become gang members. We need to ask them about their history, about their family, engage in their feelings, engage in conversations with them, and not just worry about ourselves. Because that's what happened. That's one of the reasons, is because we're only worried about ourselves. We're not worried about how we can flourish as a community. And what also comes in with this is judgment. You look at these gang members and you judge them for what they have to do. It doesn't matter if they're in the gang. What matters is that we try to prevent that. And if they're already in the gang, what matters is that we understand them and help them reform. It's not just about saying gangs are bad, get out the gang. It's about understanding people, understanding each other, which is why you cannot be selfish, which is why you cannot be judgmental. And too many times, when we see these type of people or when we hear these type of people, it is always a negative connotation. Oh, you in a gang? Oh, you ain't never going to amount to anything. You do this? You selling drugs? Oh, you ain't never going to amount to anything. But we don't see why. Why are they selling drugs? They aren't selling drugs for recreational purposes. They're selling drugs maybe to help with their families or put food on the table for their children, which we'll also talk about later. But back to what I was saying. Y'all always have negative connotations on why this, why that. This needs to be a judgment-free world because you're judging gangs. But your son may end up being in that same gang that you judge. And then that's the moment you create sympathy for people, is when it's someone that you love. And that's what we have to stop doing. We have to talk to our children, talk to our friends, talk to our peers, so it won't go this far. We have to use preventative measures. You can't just focus on a reaction to an action that happened. You also have to prevent, and that's what a lot of people are missing. It's doing preventive learning. You have to do that type of learning because you cannot just say, this is bad, don't do that. People will do what they want to do if they are ignorant to certain things, which is what I always want to talk about. We cannot be ignorant. We cannot be oblivious. Talk is all that you need. All you need is to speak. And when we get to these root causes, which is either if they want to feel superior or if they join gangs for protection or join gangs for the monetary gain to feed their families, whether it's all of that. If it's to feed their families and to prevent more people from doing this, how about we come up with more food drives? It's a lot of churches around here, but I don't see a lot of people in these type of communities that's actually helping the impoverished, because that all comes back to being selfish. To prevent it. Maybe someone needs to feed their family and they too young for a job, but they're promised something else if they join a gang. Rebuke that by helping them out without putting themselves in dangers. We can do food drives. We can teach lessons about why this is bad instead of just saying this is bad. We could talk about the potential future you may have. Hey, even talk to previous gang members that acknowledge this is not the life that they want, so they got out the gang. If a child hears about this, then that it will encourage them. Oh, you know what? Maybe a gang isn't the right way, because you actually have someone in the gang or that used to be in the gang telling you this is not how it is. These are the in and outs, and this is not what you want to do. That's what we have to do. It all comes with education. Education is elevation. You cannot be selfish. You cannot judge. You have to elevate by educating. And that's final. That is not up for debate. That is what we all need to do. And also, we need to focus more in impoverished neighborhoods before something happens. Someone shouldn't have to die for you to want to listen to them. Someone shouldn't have to kill someone for you to want to listen to them. I grew up around this, and in these type of neighborhoods, you never see the police. You never see the Mormons until something happens. You never see people knocking on your door until something happens. And then that's why it's hard to reform, because then people develop this mindset. And I know, because I have a brother who developed this mindset, and I myself developed this mindset. Something has to happen for people to care. So then when people try to offer their care, it's like they don't really care about us. They just doing this because it piques their interest at this moment. And when it's finished piquing their interest, they're gone. And that's why I say we need to connect with these communities. And that's why I'm trying my best to connect with my own community, because I see this in the Black community day in and day out. I grew up around this in the Black community day in and day out. I grew up around this my entire life. So yes, go into the impoverished neighborhoods. Pass out food. Have educational lectures. Talk. Get to understand your counterparts. Get to understand people that are different from you. You have to go out of your comfort zone. Get to understand people like that. And that's all it comes with, is a basic understanding and educating, which are ways we can reform this problem of gang violence. What we also need to do is stop promoting communities to go against each other. Stop promoting that. We're all minorities in this. Whether you're Black, whether you're Asian, whether you're Hispanic, we are all minorities. Minorities don't need to be going against minorities. You have to go against the bigger problem. And quite frankly, it seems that this is exactly what our oppressors want us to do, is to go against each other, which is why the things that I'm speaking on will never happen at a government level, and it will always have to happen at a local level, because this is what our oppressors thrive on. They thrive on us combating each other, because then we forget who the real oppressor is. We forget who our real enemy is when we go against each other. And all I can say is, talk to your children. Shelter your children. Keep your children safe. Education. If you don't know, educate yourself. Learn with your child. Because this is not a thing that one man can do. We all have to come together. We all have to do this. And another thing, and another way of reform and prevention that I would like to speak on is education, making it affordable, not just the element of going to school, but making it affordable so people can go to school. Because you see high school kids, after they graduate high school, that's the end of the road. That is your biggest accomplishment in life, is graduating high school. When in reality, that should not be. That should not be, if we are being realistic. People should be able to have hopes to go to college, hopes to become something better, hopes to get out of their hometown. But that is too expensive. And even when it comes to regular school, regular schools can still become expensive. And problems at school that people have, or that children have, can also make people shy away from school. So let's speak on this. You graduate high school, right? Say you graduate early, or you just graduate in general, and you have no other plans other than joining the workforce. You come from going to school 5 days a week to going to school no days a week. And what many of us don't realize is that school is our outlet, and school allows us to escape certain things. It's certain things you can go through at home, and when you get to school, you forget about it. But when you graduate school and you can't go to college because college is way too costly, you have time to think about other things. So let's just say in this instance, you graduate from school, ta-da, Now you want your regular life, no school, it's just work and home. And say you living in a impoverished neighborhood, and all you see is gang violence after gang violence. All you see is people perpetuating the idea that you gotta join gangs to be a real man. Or you gotta sling drugs because that's what real men do for their families. Or that this is the way of life. Now you hearing that. And it becomes to a point where you no longer have a distraction. Where is no way you can distract yourself from the negatives. So then you ask yourself what happens. When I have no distractions or no outlets, what do I do? You begin to feed in to the false narratives that people are pitching to you. And when you have no distractions, but you have every reason to do something that's negative or that's against being a law-abiding citizen, that has much more impact on you than anything does. And it's the same with high school students who didn't graduate. Say if you go to an alternative school for 2 days and then go to a regular charter school for 5 days. Y'all both live in the same impoverished neighborhoods. And y'all both have people telling you bad things to do. But the thing is, out of 7 days a week, someone has 5 days of distraction. So they can easily not listen to it or not be swayed. And then you have the person that goes to school one day or 2 days with limited distraction. So they start to feed into it, and that's what they become. And you know where making school more costly comes in at? It's because, like I said, after that, the only other option is the workforce. And not everyone wants to join the workforce. Not everyone wants to work at a chain store or things like that. Which is why it's pivotal to continue education. Education is not a flaw. Learning can never be stopped. You learn every day of your life. So when your learning has to be at a halt because you do not earn enough to put yourself through school, because certain schools can be $45,000 a year. If you live in an impoverished neighborhood, please tell me where you're getting that money from. So you already aren't getting money. And then for someone to tell you, oh, you have to pay this much just to attend school for a higher education, it potentially becomes a disappointment. Which is why we need to make things affordable. That's what needs to happen. And as stated before, many people from gangs are living in poverty. It's not middle-class people that are joining gangs. It's not high-class people that are joining gangs. It's impoverished people that are joining gangs, which is why we need more outlets for those impoverished people so they won't have to resort to joining a gang. They need to continue their education so they can get away from that certain environment. And I cannot stress that enough. And also, I want to speak on more preventative measures or ways to reform someone's thinking so they can understand that they do not have to join a gang for whatever it is. We need support systems as a way of reform. That's what we need, support systems. A lot of us out here do not have support systems. A lot of people living in single parent homes, and whether the single parent is a mother or father, that single parent cannot be with them every step of the way. They're at work, or they're busy taking care of their other children, or they're busy doing this, busy doing that. So So then who can you talk to when those are all the problems that you're faced with? Which is why we need support systems the most. Most people do not have those support systems, and that teaches them to become misguided. That leads them into becoming misguided. Because they don't have the things that they need in order to not be misguided. And essentially, that's what matters the most. Looking back and reflecting on all of the episodes of my podcast and also my interests and my emotions on this podcast, my ultimate goal is to just spread awareness. And if I can't reach everyone, at least reach one person so that they can spread the word. Because then if I reach one person, I've reached everyone. And the goal is to just bring our communities together so we can become stronger and so we can become unified. It's enough division in this country. We do not need our own communities to be divided. We all need to come together and participate in beating the norm, beating the expectations. A lot of people expect low qualities from the Black community, and we need to negate that and show them that we are more. No matter how tiring or stressing it may be, ultimately that is what we need to do, and that's what I want to inspire other people to do. I just want us to be stronger than we have ever been, and I see the potential because we've always fought for what was right, and I know that people will understand that this is what's right as well. No judgment, just a selfless act to help with unity.